Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Om Sahanavavatu, Sahanobhunaktu, Sahaviryankaravavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastumavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Tapasvadhyayishwarapranidhanani kriyayogaha. സമാധിഭാവനാർത്ഥക്ലേശതനൂകരണാർത്ഥശ്ച വിദ്യാസ്മിതാരാഗദ്വേഷാവിനിവേശാഃ പഞ്ചക്ലേശാഃ അവിദ്യാക്ഷേത്രമുത്തരേഷാം പ്രസുപ്തതനുവിച്ഛിന്ന ഉദാഹരണാം അനിത്യാശ്ചിതി ദുഃഖനാത്മസു നിത്യശുചി സുഖാത്മഖ്യാതിരവിദ്യ ദൃക്ദർശനശക്തിയോ ഏകാത്മദേവാസ്മിത സുഖാനുശയീ രാഗഃ ദുഃഖാനുശയീ ദ്വേഷഃ സ്വരസവാഹി വിദുഷോപി തഥാ രൂഢോ വിനിവേശഃ തേ പ്രതിപ്രസവഹേയാഃ സൂക്ഷ്മാഃ ധ്യാനഹേയാസ്തദ്വൃത്തയഃ ക്ലേശമൂലകർമാശയോ ദൃഷ്ടാദൃഷ്ടജന്മവേദനീയഃ സതി മൂലേ തദ്വിപാകോ ജാത്യായുർഭോഗാഃ തേ ഹ്ലാദപരിതാപഫലാഃ പുണ്യാപുണ്യഹേതുത്വാത് പരിണാമതാപസംസ്കാരദുഃഖൈഃ ഗുണവൃത്തിവിരോധാച്ച ദുഃഖമേവ സർവം വിവേകിനഃ ഹേയം ദുഃഖമനാഗതം ദൃഷ്ടദൃശ്യോ സംയോഗോ ഹേയഹേതുഃ പ്രകാശക്രിയാസ്ഥിതിശീലം ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയാത്മകം ഭോഗാപവർഗാർത്ഥം ദൃശ്യം വിശേഷവിശേഷലിംഗമാത്രാലിംഗാനി ഗുണപർവാണി ദ്രഷ്ടാദൃശിമാത്രശുദ്ധോ വിപ്രത്യാണ പശ്യ തദർത്ഥം ഏവ ദൃശ്യസ്യ ആത്മാ കൃതാർത്ഥം പ്രതിനഷ്ടം അപ്യനഷ്ടം തദന്യസാധാരണത്വാത് സ്വസ്വാമി ശക്തിയോ സ്വരൂപവൃദ്ധേതു സംയോഗഃ തസ്യ ഹേതുരവിദ്യ തദ്ഭാവാത് സംയോഗാഭാവോ ഹാനം തദ്ദൃശേ കൈവല്യം വിവേകഖ്യാതിരവിപ്ലവാഹാനോപായഃ തസ്യ സപ്തധാ പ്രാന്തഭൂമിഃ പ്രജ്ഞാ യോഗാംഗാനുഷ്ഠാനാത് അശുദ്ധിക്ഷയേ ജ്ഞാനദീപ്തിർആ വിവേകഖ്യാതേഃ യമനിയമാസമപ്രാണായാമ പ്രത്യാഹാരധാരണധ്യാനസമാധയോഷ്ടൗ അംഗാനി അഹിംസാ സത്യമസ്തേയ ബ്രഹ്മചര്യാ പരിഗ്രഹാഃ യമാഃ ജാതിദേശകാലസമയാനവച്ഛിന്നാഃ സാർവഭൗമാ മഹാവ്രതം. സോ വി സോ വാട് യമാസ് are and when we have to practice this yamas and where we have to practice this yamas and what kind of yamas can be practiced. After seeing the difference in yamas, don'ts, now we go through the do's. What is that? Shaucha santosha tapasvadhyaya ishvara pranidhanani niyamaha. Shaucha santosha tapasvadhyaya ishvara pranidhanani niyamaha. Shaucha santosha tapasvadhyaya ishvara pranidhanani niyamaha. Shaucha santosha tapaha svadhyaya ishvara pranidhanani niyamaha. These are the do's. What we have to do, what we have to practice is this. Shaucha santosha. Shaucha means shuchi, shuddha, purity, cleanliness. Santosha, happiness, blissfulness. Tapaha, penance. Swadhyaya, practice of swadhyaya. Swadhyaya can be meditation on pranava or japa mantra or studying the shastras. Ishvara pranidhanani, surrendering all the karmas to Ishvara, doing worshipping Ishvara. These are the niyamas. Tatra shaucham. So again, shaucham, purity, cleanliness, is of two types. Mrijjaladi janitam medhyabhyavaharanadi cha bahyam abhyantaram chittamalanam akshalanam. So the shaucha, purity, cleanliness can be of two types, two forms. One is external cleanliness and other is internal cleanliness. So external is through the mridjaladikam, mridjalajanikam. So that which shaucha, purity, which we gain by washing our hands, body, etc. through the with the water, mud, etc., sand, etc. And medhyabhyaharyam, medhyavam, മേധ്യാനാം പവിത്രാണാം പരിഷിത പൂതിവർജിതാണാം അഭ്യവഹരണം ആഹാര. സോ മേധ്യ അഭ്യവഹരാണാദി മീൻസ് ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഇസ് നോട്ട് ഇംപ്യൂർ, ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഇസ് ప్యూర్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ బై ది శాస్త్ర దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ బై ది శాస్త్ర టు బి ఈటన్ దట్ క్యాన్ బి విచ్ క్యాన్ బి ఈటన్ టేకన్ ఇన్ సో దోస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ ఈటింగ్ దోస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ ఇస్ ది సెకండ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ బాహ్య శౌచ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ప్యూరిటీ అండ్ దిస్ మేధ్యావ్యవహారాది హియర్ దట్ క్యాన్ బికమ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ప్యూరిటీ అండ్ దట్ క్యాన్ ఆల్సో బికమ్ ఇంటర్నల్ ప్యూరిటీ కాస్ ఫర్ ఇంటర్నల్ ప్యూరిటీ సి ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ప్యూరిటీ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఎక్స్టర్నలీ సో దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ బై శాస్త్రాస్ టు బి ఈటన్ ఎక్సెట్రా దట్ విచ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ అగైన్ అండ్ వెన్ యూ ఈట్ దట్ యథా అన్ తథా మన్ లైక్ ది వే like the food which is taken the mind also takes the form of the food which we intake so that also becomes the cause for internal purity not just that there are other things abhyantaram chittam chittamalanam akshalanam so chittamalanam whatever the impurities of the mind cleaning the mind impurity is the abhyantara shaucha the cleanliness of internal internal cleanliness okay so that is the first niyama second niyama santoshah santosha means sannita sadhanat adikasya anupaditsa sannita sadhanat adika anupaditsa whatever we have gaining trutti gaining satisfaction with whatever we have and no desire to gain more than whatever we have that is santoshah we are talking about yogis here whatever we have and not interested in gaining more than what we have is being satisfied with what we have is yogi state we are not talking about a normal day to day life if you are going to be satisfied with whatever you have then there will be no creation here so that is santoshah and థర్డ్ ఇస్ తపః తపః మీన్స్ ద్వంద్వసహనం ఇస్ తపస్ తపస్ హియర్ ది పెనన్స్ హియర్ ఇస్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ ది తితిక్ష తితిక్ష విచ్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ ది వేదాంత కంట్రోలింగ్ టేకింగ్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్ నాట్ బీయింగ్ డిస్టర్బ్ బై ది డ్యువాలిటీస్ వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ డ్యువాలిటీస్ కోల్డ్ హీట్ all these kind of dualities the world is full of duality so not disturbed by the world of duality they meaning whatever happens in the world of duality just take it as it is that is dvandva sahanam dvandva and what does this dvandva jigat jigat sa pipase shitoshne sthanasane kashtamona karamone cha what is this dvanda sahana means not this being getting disturbed accepting it that is sahanam now in what is this dvanda dvanda means jigatsa pipase hunger and thirst duality shita ushne heat and cold shita is cold ushna is heat sthana asane sthana sitting and the place sit you stand or you sit so that kind of duality kashtamona aakaramone of the mind which is kashtamona or akasham aakaramona kashtamona total mauna you don't even show signs because they start explain things with sign language and they start dancing that is kashtam mona the no dance no movement at all not interested in talking to anyone no reaction that is kashtam mona total mona and aakara mona you don't speak that's all you will say everything you would start dancing you start writing pages or you say like that you would start explaining not speaking with your mouth that's all otherwise I have seen people who will start talking that is actually mauna they accept it as mauna this is mauna they don't move the lips that is mauna for them so this is akara mauna so this is duality vratani naiva yatha yogam krutra chandrayana santapanadini vratani chaiva vratas so tapas in tapas vrata also comes வாட் இஸ் தட் வாட் இஸ் விரத பிராக்டிஸ் யசா யோகம் கிருத்ர சாந்தன் அஸ் இட் as you have to practice whatever you have to practice in that way krichra chandrana these are different kinds of vratas krichra chandrana these are vratas called prayaschitta vratas penance which you accept happily to do some atonement prayaschitta to purify whatever mistakes you do to purify that to atone for that you do this penance krichra is kind of penance Chandrayana is another kind of penance. Krichra can be of different types. Chandrana can be of different type. Chandrayana is one single type. And Santapana is another form of penance only. So in Krichra, you first day you start eating in the morning. They have some size of food. You have to eat this many handful of food. Okay? This many handful of food. This much of food you have to take. You have to fix something like that and you eat 3 days only in the morning, 3 days only in the evening, 3 days no food like that. This is a form of krichra. Okay, chandrayana is again a krichra. Chandrayana is again a krichra. It is a prayachitta vrata. There in chandrayana, prayachitta is atonement, so karma which is done to atone yourself, purify yourself. Chandrana is this, where you start from Krishna Paksha first day. The moon grows. And from there, you start the first day of the lunar calendar when the moon starts growing. So there, after the new moon, you start. So there, from there, 1, 2, like that, gradually you increase the number of morsels. So again, or number of the handful of food. So 1 handful, 2 handful, or 2 rice balls, 2 rice cakes, etc. kind of thing. So then, in the new full moon, you eat 15. Again, reduce it 14, 13 like that. And in the Amavasya and the new moon, no food. This is one cycle, one Chandrayana. 1 to 15 and 15 to 0. This is one Chandrayana Vrata. So this is also helpful Vrata to purify the body, mind, etc. And Santapana is another vrata where you mix the different products of cow and panchagavya, different products of cow, and take it. So this is another kind of vrata to purify the mind. So these are the vratas you can practice. Swadhyaya means moksha shastranam adhyenam pranajapova. Shastras, studying the shastras is swadhyaya, or meditating, doing japa of pranava. Chanting pranava mantra, omkara, is also swadhyaya, or any mantra is also swadhyaya. Ishvara pranidhanam tasmin paramagarau sarva karma arpanam. What is Ishvara pranidhana? Surrendering all your karmas to the Ishvara. That is Ishvara pranidhanam. Shayanasanastho atapati vrajanva swastah parikshina vidarka jalaha samsaraveyakshayam ikshamanaha syanityamukto amritabhogabhagi. Shayasanastha, one who is sleeping. Shaya, one who is sleeping. Or asanastha, one who is sitting. Or pati prajan, or one who is in the moving. Swastaha, one who is always meditating on the self. Parikshina vitarka jalaha, and one who is not bound by the web of thoughts. Samsara bija kshayam ikshamanaha, and one who is desirous to destroy the cause for samsara, the avidya. Syat, person should be like that. Nitya mukto amrita bhoga bhagi. And that person, if he practices the yoga, he becomes nitya mukta, and he is the one who can experience the eternal life, who can experience the samadhi. So, and again, shayyasanastha pati vrajan. See, this similar shloka, where it says, Guru, when he is eating, while when he is sleeping, or while when he is on the move, you should not do namaskaras. So there is a similar shloka there. യത്ര ഇദം ഉക്തം തതഹ പ്രത്യക്ചേതനാധിഗമോ അഭ്യന്തരായാഭാവശ്ച ഇതി. സോ ദിസ് ഇസ് വാട്ട് വാസ് സെഡ് പ്രീവിയസ്ലി. തതഹ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ബൈ മെഡിറ്റേറ്റിംഗ് ഓൺ ദാറ്റ് പ്രത്യക്ചേതനാധിഗമഃ ഹി ഗെയിൻസ് ദി നോളജ് ഓഫ് ഹിസ് സെൽഫ് അപി അന്തരായ അഭാവശ്ച ആൻഡ് ഓൾസോ ബൈ പ്രാക്ടീസിംഗ് ദിസ് സമാധി he gains his nature, he gains his self, and he is devoid of all the troubles, all the obstacles, all the disease, etc. Vyadis, dhyana, etc. are what we saw as antaraya, the troubles, obstacles. So those obstacles, vyadis, dhyana, etc., they will not be there for this yogi. Etesham yama niyamanam. These yamas and niyamas, the don'ts and do's, they have to be done like this. Vitarka badhane pratipaksha bhavanam. Vitarka badhane, when you practice this yama and niyama, vitarka, when something which is obstacle, when it is badhane, when it is there, when it troubles you in practicing the yama and niyama, pratipaksha bhavanam, you have to take some measures to negate it. Yada asya brahmanasya himsadayo vitarkaha jayiran hanishyami aham apakarinam anratamapi vakshyami dravyamapyasya svikarishyami dareshujasya vyavayi bhavishyami parigraheshujasya swami bhavishyami. So when this brahmana, when this yogi, when one who practices yoga, if he gains this vitarkas, the opposites, the thought which are opposing to the yamas, what is that? First, ahimsa, that is negated by this thought. Hanishyami aham apakaranam, this fellow has cheated me, I'll kill him. This is first, you are against the first yama. Then, andratamapi vakshyami, I will speak like. You are against the second yama, which is satya. Then, dravyamapi asya svikarishyami, I will grasp his wealth. Third yama, aparigraha. Then, dareshichasya vyavayi bhavishyami, I will copulate with his wife. Then, that is fourth yama, brahmacharya. Then, asteya brahmacharya and aparigraha. Parigraheshchasya swami bhavishyami, whatever he has, whatever he owns, his wealth, I'll become the master, I'll become the owner of that wealth.